Imagine you're a nervous student, a freshman in college, on your way to take your first big exam. As you walk across campus, your heart is racing, you're trying to remember your notes. As you round the corner and head toward the testing center, you see what looks like a giant stack of French fries, bright yellow and 10 feet tall. For a second, your mind isn't on the exam. You might laugh or feel a bit lighter for just a moment. This giant pile of French fries is a real sculpture on Utah State University's campus, a steel sculpture created by Joseph Kinnenbrew titled Snafu. The little moments of joy, surprise, and fascination that Snafu creates are exactly why it, and many other pieces of public art, were created. According to Katie Lee Coven, executive director and chief curator at the Nora Eccles Harrison Museum of Art, public art can be hidden in plain sight where we least expect it.
Public art can be embedded into bridges, into overpasses on the interstate, into train stations. When you start to look around and see how art is integrated into our public spaces, you realize the investment that we make.
In 1985, Utah passed the Percent for Art Act. Since then, 1% of all state building construction costs is set aside for public art.
Public art is probably the most accessible art that we have available to us as citizens, as members of a community. Whether we realize it or not, we see public art every day.
According to the Utah legislature, this is meant to enhance the quality of life in the state by placing art of the highest quality in public spaces where it is seen by the general public.
The state has a collection of art. Some of the pieces on our campus are part of that public art collection that the state has owned. We are stewards of it. And other pieces are works that Utah State University has purchased.
USU's sculptures represent a wide variety of artistic styles and different moments in the history of the university. Some, like Anne Preston's Passacaglia, located in a musical performance hall, reflect their location on campus and the studies that take place there. Passacaglia refers to an instrumental composition with continuous variations over a short, repeating theme. The museum offers a free, digital walking tour of sculptures on USU's campus. For Passacaglia, the tour explains Anne Preston's unique process for creating an artwork inspired by this musical composition.
She generated its unique geometric design of repeating tetrahedral shapes from a mathematical formula, thereby paying homage to the formulations of music composition.
Concentric Arcs by John Oren is another site-specific sculpture located between the Engineering Laboratory Building and the Science Engineering Research Building. Emily Bird, Education Coordinator at the museum, will be hosting a guided sculpture walk this month, which was designed with beautiful summer weather in mind. Bird explains how Concentric Arcs was created.
This piece showcases the use of technology in art making. It actually uses up-to-date technology, the artist used a laser cutter to cut some of the pieces out.
According to Lee Coven, many of USU's sculptures have fascinating histories, stories that intertwine with the time and place they were created.
It's really part of the campus history, you know, in the fabric of how this campus has come into existence and evolved over the years. And the sculptures are a part of that.
To learn more about USU sculptures and how you can participate in a sculpture walk, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Catherine Taylor.